Seventh time down on the WIB Wake Up Show, taking us to quarter six time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And good morning to Jason Cans.
Good morning.
We are having some fun. It's the NFL draft today. Caleb and I, huge fans, huge Packer fans. The draft is like, you know, Christmas in late April. And so round one tonight in Las Vegas. So I had said to Caleb the other day, I'm like, the draft is, I mean, not drafting into the military, but the draft, like, for it's a fun concept. What could we do? So we're drafting TV shows. There will be future implications in the not-too-distant future that don't need to be explained now. But we're asking our listeners, first come, first serve, the early bird gets their choice of show. One person per show. What's the best television show ever? The first one we heard from was Driver Dan. He's in our neck of the woods from Janesville on Thursdays. He had Mercy Me in the CCM tournament, and he took the show Brady Bunch. So, surprised? Are you surprised?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I'm a little surprised by that.
Okay.
I mean, it was a good show, but yeah. I'm a little surprised. Right. I wouldn't have chosen
Brady. I mean, I think like Boys Everywhere, you probably had a crush on Marsha, okay? So, all right.
I mean, also, who didn't?
What's that?
I said, I mean, who didn't?
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, did the girl? Okay, let's leave it there. The best TV show ever, says Mike in La Crosse, up early, is Star Trek. I mean, a lot of people are going to say that, right?
Yeah, that's had a lot of staying power, for sure.
And Sherry in Bloomer, I think she may have been our winner in the... we started something called the Wib Ertle, actually, on Wednesdays, last couple weeks. Anyhow, she's going with the Wonder Years. Great choice, the Fred Savage show.
That is a great choice, mm-hmm. Yeah. That one could have been one of mine, I mm-hmm. think.
Hmm. Okay, I'm not playing, but you can. You are an unpaid person who's on WWIB Radio weekday mornings, and we're eternally grateful. So, what show are you going to choose for our TV show draft?
ER.
ER, great pick. Tell me why.
Yeah. So I loved the show ER when it was on television. I loved the cast and the intrigue, the action and suspense every week. And that's one of the few shows I spent a lot of money to buy the whole series on DVD. And now, of course, it's on streaming, so I don't need it on DVD. But I just love the show and still do. I introduced it to my children later on, much later, I think, in the last couple of years or so. I don't know if they like it quite as well as I did, but it definitely one of my favorites.
How many years did it run?
I think 13.
Did it really? See, I think I got into, in terms of the George Clooney times, and then Noah Wiley? He was...
Noah Wiley.
Yeah. And Anthony Edwards was great on that show, too.
Yeah. And during my thin days, I've been told I look like Anthony Edwards, but I'm clearly not looking like him at
okay.
this point in
okay.
my life.
So, yeah. And in fact, he was on the show with Kiefer Sutherland about the Survivor one about the White House, right?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, good
designated
stuff.
Designated Survivor, also a good show.
Yeah, we got you in it. There's so many possible choices, just like the draft. So, all right.
Right.
Vicky in Eau Claire, she takes MASH. Oh, that's a heavy hitter.
Oh, that's a heavy hitter, for sure. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. Again, there will be some future implications with this, but nobody needs to know right now. All right, we're up to go home yesterday, and I see a big copy of a book you're familiar with called Letters to the Beloved on the dining room table. And I thought if Jason were only here, because the book had a yellow highlighter in Luke 1. My wife had been reading Luke 1 yesterday, and she said, I want to see how Jason, what he had to say about it. So,
awesome. Yeah. That's wonderful.
I thought that would bless
really
you.
Really grateful to hear that.
Colossians 4:2 this morning. You take the Bible, I got Letters to the Beloved. So.
Yeah, so Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart.
Mm-hmm. And in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, Colossians 4:2 reads like this. Again, this imagining God further fleshing out the scriptures, you imagine him saying, keep up the dialogue with me. You live the Christian life with Christ. My spirit is your companion and guide, not a radio you turn on and off. Hey, radio got reference. As you observe the world, watch for evidence of my advancing kingdom, and pay attention to those things that lead to disintegration offer thanks for my work, and at the same time, resist the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Amplify on that.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's, I think we can go through the world in a somewhat mindless fashion and lose touch with the idea that God and his spirit is always at work. And so for me, that's a good reminder to kind of pay attention to, even in the smaller or mundane things, to pay attention to what God is doing. And not only the goodness of God, but what are those things that lead me away from God and mm-hmm. from his goodness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Hey, good stuff. You've got ER, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Perfect. Sounds good. Talk to you.
All right. What's the best TV show ever? That's our question this morning. We're having a TV show draft, and Lynette and Bruce has Gunsmoke. Oh, I remember my dad liking to watch that. Wasn't it Monday night? Marshall Dillon and Festus and Kitty and the whole deal. And Troy and Holcomb going with the West Wing. Boy, a lot of good choices. 396-1670, only place you can vote. The Talk and Text line. Our best TV show ever draft. We're having a lot of fun. And we'd love you to participate in our draft. It's NFL draft tonight in Vegas starting at 7 our time. So we just thought the concept of the draft is fun. So we're asking you draft an answer to this question. What was the best television show ever? And what I love, one of the many things I love about working here at WIB is the involvement from the listeners from north, south, east, and west. And it's being reflected in the first 12 picks of our best TV show draft. These shows are off the board. Driver Dan went first. He's got The Brady Bunch. Again, you can grab your show at 396-1670. There's going to be some future fun implications with this. You're going to want to have a show in the mix. Mike and LaCrosse nabbing Star Trek, Captain Kirk and Company. Sherry and Bloomer, third, takes The Wonder Years, Fred Savage. Jason Cans in the best 5 minutes of the day went with ER. Vicky and Eau Claire has MASH. That one could go all the way. Lynette and Bruce has Gunsmoke. Troy and Holcomb, The West Wing. Annette and Mondovi, The Waltons. Bob and Rice Lake, The Wild Wild West. Yeah, Leslie and Jump River. These are three I haven't mentioned yet. Leslie and Jump River has Seinfeld. Mark in Rice Lake has Airwolf. Not real familiar with that one. And John and Stanley going with Carol O'Connor and Gene Stapleton, All in the Family. So some other, boy, I'm thinking of some other great ones, particularly this Monday night show in on NBC back in the 70s, maybe into the early 80s. I can't believe it's not taken yet. Yes, we just got a phone call. We're asking you to come in on the text line. It's it just kind of takes care of it, 396-1670. But we did hear from Melanie and Ladysmith. With the show that's been on my mind, I'm like, how could this be out there? The television show that everybody thought would be drafted higher in our best TV show ever draft here on the opening day of the NFL draft. Yeah, Melanie going with Little House on the Prairie. Hello, Michael Landon and company. Oh, that was a great show. So, it could be the best ever. Anyhow, there'll be some future implications to this that you're going to want to be a part of. So get into the mix, huh? Let's hear from you this morning on the listener line, 396-1670. Best TV show ever. What was it? Tell us this morning here at WWIB. All right, birthdays. Got to start with my sister, Jenny. Jenny Zimmer down in Wauwatosa. She is a hairstylist. My daughter Evelyn has followed in her footsteps with graduating from the program at the Tech and working at Nicole's in downtown Eau Claire on Barstow Street. So happy birthday, Jen. I cannot believe you're 52 today. But hoping to talk to her today. Joe Martin. Happy birthday to Joe today. Saw him the other night. Katie Weber, graduating from high school over in Minnesota. 18 today. Salika Lawton does so much and working at the university. She's got a birthday fundraiser for Uniting Bridges of Eau Claire Incorporated. And she's already $300 raised on her way to raising $500. Salika Duxworth Lawton. Debbie Tilton. Happy birthday to Debbie. I don't know where Tammy came from. Holly Wilhelmy and Pam Dockestell Michelson. Happy birthday to each and every one of them today. All right. It is also, you share this as a birthday with the likes of Jay Leno, who's 72, and Margaret is 81 today. Mary McDonald from Dances with Wolves and the closer is 70. Bridget Moynihan from Blue Bloods is 51. Elizabeth Rome from Law & Order, 49. George Garcia from Hawaii 5-0 and Lost, 49. Penelope Cruz is 48 today. Drew and Jonathan Scott, the Property Brothers, 43. And Jessica Alba is 41 today. Our promise of the day, Revelation 21:4. We're going to the back of the book, promise 118 on the year. One day, I will wipe away every tear and take away all your pain. That is so good, it's worth repeating all morning long, but I can only do it one more time. Revelation 21:4. One day, I will wipe away every tear and take away all your pain. Boy, that is good. Good stuff here on this 28th of April. All right, WWIB, we're having a lot of fun with our best TV show ever draft this morning. And we've got, it's exciting that we have 17 shows taken, but we'd like to get to 20 by 7 o'clock and, you know, show Caleb how well we've done. So anyhow, go ahead and get me yours, 396-1670. Let me run through the list as we have it. And Brian, yeah, MASH is gone, Brian. Brian and Eau Claire, MASH went early. Yeah, so it's gone. Let me text him as we're saying that this morning, and I'll update you and Brian in Eau Claire this morning. All right, here we go. All right, and then I'm making out a list here of just like they do. If you ever watch the NFL draft, they're like, boy, some of the best players still on the board. We'll tell you some of the best shows still on the board. But Driver Dan went first this morning on the listener line, only place you can grab your show. No, you can take Cheers, Brian. You can take Cheers. Cheers is his. All right, so he can. I'm trying to text him, and I've got a radio show to run, but yes, Cheers is. We'll go with it. All right, so there we go. All right, boy, this is personal service. All right, so Driver Dan took the Brady Bunch, Mike in La Crosse, Star Trek, Sherry and Bloomer, The Wonder Years, Jason Cans in Eau Claire, ER, Vicky in Eau Claire, she got MASH, Brian. Then Lynette in Bruce taking Gunsmoke. Ah, I remember Dad and his comfortable chair watching that on a Monday night, right? Yeah. Troy and Holcomb, The West Wing. Annette and Mondovi, The Waltons. Oh, yeah. How about Bob and Ladysmith? Bob and Rice Lake. Birthday Bob going with the Wild Wild West. Packer Bob as well. Leslie and Jump River. Seinfeld. Mark goes with Airwolf. Mark and Rice Lake. John and Stanley going way back to Carol O'Connor, All in the Family. Nobody's taking the Jeffersons. Or Jimmy. Good Times, Walker on Good Times. Little House on the Prairie. Melanie and Ladysmith. That was a little... Fell a little bit on the board. John Fields going with Bonanza. We know he loves that show. Touched by an Angel going to Sarah in Fall Creek. Todd takes the first and only game show in Jeopardy. And a 12-year-old Wesley in Onalaska going with the original MacGyver, not the new one. So Cheers is off the board. Brian takes that at Eau Claire. Also, oh, yes, Joanne in Colfax going with a variety show, The Carol Burnett Show. She just turned 89 the other day. Also... Friends from Kent and Chippewa. Yeah, Friends had not even been mentioned this morning. Brian and Gilman, Hogan's Heroes. Oh, some classics. And who else we've got? Jackie says, how about Full House? Yeah, some people are waking up here this morning. So we have exceeded 20. Way to go, peeps. Let's keep this going. We want to get to at least 50 by the time it's all said and done at 9 o'clock. Some great guests at 8:15. Caleb's dad, Steve Sweat, Pastor Steve. And also, Micah Birch going to join us to tell us about what's going on with the National Day of Prayer, both in Eau Claire and in the Northland, coming up 1 week from today. Well, Caleb, they're loving our idea here of the draft, drafting the best TV show. We've got over 20. In fact, I'm still catching up here this morning.
So. Sure, yeah. I mean, and there's some, too. We were even talking off the air, some notables that we haven't seen chosen yet, too. So,
right.
Again, you draft... what you think is the best TV show of all time, but also maybe thinking about what others might think is the best TV show as well, too, because this will be an informal survey on social media later on.
Yeah, some fun implications. You're going to want to have a show in the mix. And so people just adding here, we'll give you the full rundown coming up, but Murder, She Wrote is gone. Andy Griffith's show has been taken, and the Munsters is now.
What was the first overall pick?
The Brady Bunch. Driver Dan went with the Brady Bunch.
All right, Dan.
Star Trek went number two, though.
Sure.
To Mike in La Crosse, and so a lot of fun with these. So we're going to get this all in order and get you updated here this morning on WWIB. In the meantime, I'm looking for, what's the song from Chris Rice with the cartoons, right?
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of a fun one because, again, when you're talking TV shows, you got so many different categories. Todd and Rice Lake took the only game show, Jeopardy. But we've
classic.
Had the Carol Burnett Show as a variety show. Best TV show ever, 396-1670. Only place to vote, WWIB. Good morning. Great to have you aboard. All right. The NFL draft is today. Caleb and I are big fans. And so we were like, hey, what if we had the draft concept is fun. So what if we did something along those lines? And we're more than 30 TV shows into you drafting, you the listeners drafting the best TV show ever.
Yeah, and again, this will be a social media poll at some point later on to see what the general populace thinks is the best TV show ever, and we'll see if anybody actually gets it right for the number one overall.
All right, so I'm going to take it. It's kind of fun. Like, they recap the draft. You'll see that happening tonight wherever you're watching the draft or listening. So Driver Dan got us started just like he did in the CCM contest. He's an early morning listener. He went with the Brady Bunch out of the gate. Then Mike and LaCrosse had Star Trek, Sherry and Bloomer, The Wonder Years. Dr. Jason Cans in the best 5 minutes of the day going with ER. Yeah.
Okay.
Vicky and Eau Claire got a great one, MASH. And then Lynette and Bruce goes with Gunsmoke. Still remember Dad watching that on a Monday night. You got Troy and Holcomb, the West Wing. Annette in Mondovi going with the Waltons. Birthday Bob and Rice Lake, the Wild Wild West. Leslie and Jump River, Seinfeld. Yes, Mark and Rice Lake, Airwolf. Do you know that show?
No.
I don't either.
Not familiar.
I'm thinking about, what about Doctor Who? That's another one that's not been taken. John and Stanley, All in the Family. Melanie took Little House on the Prairie. Melanie and Ladysmith. It didn't go till number 13. PCD John's like, didn't you get my voice message? I took Bonanza. Yes, thank you for calling, John. Sarah, a great pick in Fall Creek, Touched by an Angel. Todd takes the only game show to go, Jeopardy. Also, Alex Trebek would be proud. 12-year-old Wesley in On Alaska going with the original, not the remake, the original MacGyver. Variety show, Joanne in Colfax goes with Carol Burnett. I turn the page. Brian in Eau Claire has Cheers. Brian in Gilman has Hogan's Heroes. Kent in Chippewa Falls, Friends. Jackie in Eau Claire, Full House. Crystal in Whitehall, Dukes of Hazzard. Janine in On Alaska going with NCIS. Aren't there multiple versions of that?
I think pretty much NCIS every city in America.
I know it. Sarah in Chippewa Falls, Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury. Sue and Cadet were using the theme right now, the Andy Griffith Show.
Solid.
Shelley and Chitek, I'd never heard of. Rizzoli and Isles. Caleb knows it.
I have heard it, yep.
Cody, I think, right, in Eau Claire, the Munsters. You got Hans and Weyerhaeuser, Wipeout, and Maya in Thorpe going with the Dick Van Dyke Show. So
classic,
I'm still playing
Maya.
Catch up. Yeah.
Yes.
What about this? This is the theme for the Disney show. They used to have a show Sunday nights at 6 on NBC. What about that?
There are just so many choices still out there. And so not only in this draft, this TV show draft, you're thinking what you like, but also maybe what the general populace might like as well. As you're trying to see, hey, can I align this with a future survey on social media to see what the WIB listening family, or at least the WIB social media family, thinks. But there are a ton.
Mm-hmm.
There are a ton that have not been chosen yet.
What are some that you came up with?
Okay, so here's some we mentioned off the air. But in terms of sitcoms, The Office.
Mm-hmm.
No one's taken The Office yet.
Right.
Go back to my childhood. How about Reading Rainbow
and
The Magic School Bus?
We haven't thought PBS, right?
Did anybody take The Cosbys?
No.
How about, and I know not everyone liked the way this one ended, but Lost? That had a big run.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking BBC, Downton Abbey, Sherlock, going back to sitcoms, Parks and Rec. You mentioned Doctor Who. That was one that I had on there, too. More recent shows, Stranger Things. Looking forward to the new season that coming out. A show that I watched again and again, and I know Paul watched this one, too. 24, Jack
Kiefer
Bauer.
Kiefer Sutherland,
right?
Yeah.
30 Rock. No one chose that one. The Mandalorian. We love The Mandalorian at my house. I want to go old school. I've got three more that haven't been chosen.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean.
Okay.
Mr. Bean was fantastic. And then how about a cartoon? Looney Tunes, solid choice. No one's taken Looney Tunes. Or if Jeopardy's there, what about Wheel of Fortune? My man Pat Sajak. Someone's got to take that.
What about Price is Right? I've got Happy Days, 24, you mentioned. The Batman TV show from the 60s. How about it? American Idol. Taxi, Family Ties. So again,
Beth just took the Cosby show.
It's a busy morning. That's the way we like it. My favorite shows, Caleb, are ones like this where we have massive interaction from the listeners and just experiencing them. In fact, we've heard from some of the folks voting or choosing in our best TV show ever draft from Kenosha.
Yeah, I love this hometown of Skillet. So thanks for tuning in to WWIB down there.
Absolutely. All right, I've got the rundown on the list. It's like reading school closings, except what it is. So why don't you explain for those who are just, what do we mean the best TV show ever draft?
All right, so again, the NFL draft is tonight. You do not have to be a sports fan whatsoever to participate in our TV show draft. We're saying, what is, in your opinion, but also thinking about what the general populace might say, what is the best TV show of all time? This will be kind of a straw poll on social media later on to see who actually does choose the best TV show of all time, according to our WIB family. And so we're saying, hey, draft your favorite TV show or what you think others will think is the best TV show of all time. And we've got probably close to 50 taken so far. So, of course, it's first come, first served, and only on the WIB listener line by texting 715-396-1670.
That's right. I've got 46 down, and I think there's some in the file that I haven't gotten. So I'm going to read through these quickly, but kind of in the order that they've been drafted. It's kind of fun. So Driver Dan started us off with the Brady Bunch, all right? And then Mike and LaCrosse went with Star Trek. Hang in there because somebody got Star Trek Next Generation as well. Sherry and Bloomer, The Wonder Years. Jason Cans in Eau Claire, ER. Vicky in Eau Claire, MASH is off the board at number 5. Gunsmoke goes to Lettinette and Bruce. Troy and Holcomb choosing The West Wing. Annette and Mondovi, The Waltons. Bob and Rice Lake. Packer Bob goes with The Wild Wild West. Also, you've got Seinfeld goes to Leslie and Jump River. Mark in Rice Lake loves Airwolf. John and Stanley likes All in the Family. Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, the whole deal. Melanie and Ladysmith thought this would go higher. Little House on the Prairie, classic.
Yes, Michael Landon.
Oh, just so good. The books, right, brought to television. John, PCD John's like all over Bonanza. Touched by an Angel goes to Sarah in Fall Creek. Great pick there. Todd in Rice Lake says, what about a game show like Jeopardy? The original MacGyver goes to 12-year-old Wesley in Onalaska. The Carol Burnett Show, Joanne in Colfax. I turn the page. Brian in Eau Claire has Cheers. Another Brian in Gilman has Hogan's Heroes. Kent in Chippewa Falls, Friends. Jackie in Eau Claire, Full House. Dukes of Hazzard goes to Crystal in Whitehall. NCIS, the original, is Janine in Onalaska. Murder, She Wrote, Angela Lansbury, Sarah in Chippewa Falls. The Andy Griffith Show goes to Sue in Cadott. Rizzoli and Isles, never heard of it. Shelley in Chautauqua. There you go. Cody has the Munsters. Wipeout goes to Hans in Weyerhaeuser. The Dick Van Dyke Show to young Maya in Thorpe. The Cosby Show is Beth's choice in Altoona. Perry Mason in the 608. Highway to Heaven, Lori in Fountain City. Her husband, Kevin, in Fountain City going with Quantum Leap. Beverly Hillbillies is the choice of Doug in Sand Creek. Sylvia in Sorona goes with the classic I Love Lucy. Also, we've got Deep Voice Dwayne goes with Gilligan's Island. Walker, Texas Ranger is the choice of Crystal in Chippewa Falls. Knight Rider, listener unidentified. Psych, Jen Kiefer, our family loves that and, in fact, have watched it through twice. Particular members of the family, I'm not.
Yes.
But Home Improvement goes to James and Gilman, the Tim Allen Show. You know, his more recent one is certainly out there, Last Man Standing, right?
Yeah.
Firefly goes to Marcy and Kenosha. Golden Girls, Lisa and Menominee. Star Trek Next Generation, pick number 44 to Dan and Rice Lake. The animated Batman, not the one I was talking about that I grew up on, and it's always described as campy, but anyhow, with the kapow and bang, but the animated Batman. We both do. Adam and Kenosha and Seventh Heaven. I've been waiting for somebody to pick that. Rob in Marshfield, great choice. That's 46.
Yes, and so I really think we're going to get to 50 here. Mm-hmm. And again, if there's one still on the board that you would like to take, 715-396-1670. Just a few. Again, maybe people don't like the PBS shows, but from my early days, Reading Rainbow with LeVar Burton and Magic School Bus. But again, there's some sitcoms out there as well, too. I don't think anyone's taken Doctor Who yet. Sherlock is out there. Stranger Things, Parks and Rec, 30 Rock, 24. Who doesn't love Jack Bauer, The Mandalorian?
Uh-huh.
Love that show.
He was good in Designated Survivor, too. More recent, not as well known. So
I really don't know that it'll win, but I really want someone to take Mr. Bean. Also, Wheel of Fortune with Pat and Vanna. Classic Jeopardy's been taken. Who's going to take Wheel of Fortune or Looney Tunes?
That's I think
8 a.m. Saturday mornings.
I think I aired because I think you told me that somebody took The Office, didn't they?
Yes.
And I don't think I read that in the list.
Yeah,
so
well,
I need
someone
to get...
did take The Office,
right.
And I will find it at some point. I think was Scott from Altoona.
All right, we'll get that in there. Well, we're not going to run through the whole list, but just to update people maybe on some more recent additions and maybe just touch on some shows that might still be out there. So I needed to clean up some mix-ups again this morning. I think we do know Lisa in Menominee, actually, she's got Frasier, so I wanted to clear that up.
Yep.
Also, I think I had left out Scott in Altoona has The Office. Golden Girls, Michelle in Chippewa Falls, and going with Mr. Rogers. What a great pick.
That is a great pick. I cannot believe that I forgot to mention it. It is indeed a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I think you just kind of start forgetting about, you know, just the kids shows and things like you mentioned. Reading Rainbow is a great selection as well.
And someone mentioned Wishbone, but it was kind of in a whole list. So technically Wishbone is still out there, but I think that was Stephanie who mentioned a bunch of different shows. So we took the first one that she mentioned, but yeah, What's the Story, Wishbone?
Yeah.
It's a great one.
You got, Shelley and Barron has Monk. The Muppets variety show goes to Keith Westaby. Newhart, Bob Newhart had two smash hits on TV. This was the second one. It talks about brother Larry. So Sandy and Conrath, we had a listener taking that girl. This Is Us went to
Tammy from Durand.
Tammy and Durand and Leave It to Beaver, Trucker Troy. So we got 55 here right now. So it's been a busy morning. So anyhow.
Oh, and here we got, how about the classic Dennis the Menace? I'm not sure who this is from. We'll see if we can get their name. But Dennis the Menace taken off the board.
All right. 396-1670 WWIB. Some great guests talking about next week's National Day of Prayer coming up.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Well, the National Day of Prayer is 1 week from today, and we've got a couple of different guests to help us talk about that here on the WIB Wake Up Show. I'll introduce the first, and Caleb, I think you're pretty familiar with the second. You can introduce the one who's on by phone. But we got Micah Birch here. He's been with us before, wearing the hats with a couple of different organizations apart from his regular full-time job. And here on behalf of the National Day of Prayer event coming up in Eau Claire a week from today. So, Micah, welcome.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
And we'll get the scoop from you in a second. And who's our next guest?
The next guest is my dad, Steve Swenson, pastor of Providence Church in Eau Claire. Again, we cover such a wide area. So Mike is here representing National Day of Prayer Chippewa Valley, and my dad representing the Rice Lake area National Day of Prayer. Emphasis on area, because again, welcome from all across the Northland.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you on with us today. All right. Well, let's start off here in the Chippewa Valley, the National Day of Prayer. What's going to be happening a week from today?
We're going to be meeting a week from today at 6 to 7:30 at Owen Park in Eau Claire. So there's going to be parking available at the courthouse as well as parking lots at UWEC right there by Owen Park. And so we're really excited just to come together as a community. National Day of Prayer across the country is an awesome event for individuals and churches to come together. And we're trying to do something big here in the Chippewa Valley, where a lot of the local churches are going to have representation and be able to have come together really as one body for Christ, to be able to pray for our community, our country, our military, our leaders. So we're really excited for the event coming up in a week.
Absolutely. And Dad, some of the details on the event happening in Rice Lake. Again, similar time, starting at 6 o'clock, the Owen Park Bandshell here in Eau Claire, and also 6 o'clock in Rice Lake for the National Day of Prayer a week from today.
Yes, downtown Rice Lake at Providence Church, and it starts at 6, and we have a wide range of people. We're just having an old-fashioned prayer meeting, so we will do a corporate prayer at the start and a worship song, and then we have representatives of businesses and churches and just a real wide range of organizations and people. So we're hoping that will draw a wider section of the community.
For both of you, Micah and then Pastor Steve, I mean, the heels of what's gone on here in Chippewa Falls in the last few days, I mean, I know a number of pastors came together, a Love Chippewa group were meeting yesterday. I mean, it seems like this idea of right before the National Day of Prayer, nothing better we could do, don't you think, Micah, in terms of the body of Christ coming together and crying out to God together?
Yeah, I mean, we know that there's power in prayer. And right now with what we have gone through as a community, it's a great opportunity for us to be able to just come together as one, to gather together, to be able to pray for our area and what's going on the heels of the tragedy. It will be a good time for us just to gather.
Yeah, and Pastor Steve, I mean, they're in Rice Lake, a little further from Chippewa Falls, but obviously this heartache and heartbreak being felt there as well, and important for the body to come together next Thursday.
Yes, you know, a tragedy like this is just, it's a reminder of what we learned when we were little about why we pray. We are weak and He is strong. And that's, if there's any good that can come out of a tragedy, to realize how fragile life is and how much we need Jesus.
And I think, too, we'll start with Micah again, and then with my dad, Pastor Steve Swenson, and joining us here in the WIB Wake Up Show, National Day of Prayer Gatherings, Owen Park Bandshell at 6 o'clock a week from today, Thursday night on the National Day of Prayer, then 6 o'clock at Providence Church downtown Eau Claire. It's been something that's been said a lot. I believe that prayer meeting is often the least attended service at a church, but it's so vital, Micah, that we be a praying people. And I think what's great about this isn't held by a specific church. It's saying the people of God, regardless of where you attend on Sundays or Wednesdays, the people of God need to come together, because prayer is a necessity, and I think it can be a really beautiful thing.
Yeah, this event next Thursday is put on by Community of Oneness through him, and really the goal of the event is just to come together, not necessarily as just one church gathering together, but hoping to have a big turnout of a lot of community members and people from the area to just come together in prayer, because, again, there is power in prayer, and the Bible commands us to pray, and so it should be a good event to be able to do so.
And, Dad, your thoughts on that as well, too. I mean, and again, where I get that quote about a prayer meeting probably comes from you, but this is something that I know that there are many like-minded pastors in the Rice Lake area and beyond who are saying, too, we've got to get people to pray.
Yeah, prayer is a spiritual discipline, and that God wouldn't command us to pray if it just became automatic when we became believers. And so God uses means. And so, yes, he will accomplish his work with or without us, but we have the opportunity to be a part of that means. And so it's a good thing to develop that discipline and say, I'm going to inconvenience myself to pray, because we don't always feel the Spirit moving in our hearts to do it.
Mm, absolutely. One more time, kind of recap this, Micah and then Steve, in terms of the Chippewa Valley and Eau Claire and then in Rice Lake. What's going on a week from today?
A week from today, 6 o'clock to 7:30 at Owen Park Bandshell for National Day of Prayer. We're going to have Collective Choir joining us to be able to do music. Really just an opportunity to come together as one community and gather. In the event of rain, we're praying for beautiful weather and expecting it to be great weather, but Harvest Time Church in Eau Claire has volunteered to be able to use their sanctuary if we do need a backup location in case
of rain.
It's
good to have a backup. It's good to have a backup. We've learned that. And Steve in Rice Lake, one more time for next week, Thursday.
We are inside 23 West Eau Claire Street at Providence Church. Years ago was Red Cedar Church. So we're right a block off of downtown Rice Lake, off of Main Street.
Fantastic. Thanks to both of you. And let's get out and have full attendance at both of these events. Thanks so much for joining us and bringing us up to speed on that here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
You all right, Robin?
Holy molars. Am I ever glad I take good care of my teeth.
True. You owe your life to dental hygiene.
No one has taken that show, but it's so good.
There you go. Again, it is our best TV show draft today on the morning of the NFL draft. And we're saying, hey, this is going to be a social media poll at some point. We're going to do a straw poll out on the WIB Facebook page and say, hey, what is the best TV show of all time? So you draft your favorite or what you think will be the favorite of the people. And we've had, what, 57 taken?
Yeah.
57 taken. And now you still have until 9 a.m. Draft closes at 9 a.m. You still have until 9 a.m. if you would like to get in on the mix as well. But shall we run through what has been taken off the board so far?
Yeah. So you've got to start us off here.
All right. So Driver Dan started with Brady Bunch. Very first show off the board this morning. Best TV show draft on the WIB Wake Up Show. Then Mike from La Crosse took Star Trek, the original Star Trek. Sherry from Bloomer with The Wonder Years. Jason Cans, ER. MASH went to Vicky from Eau Claire. Gunsmoke, Lynette from Bruce. The West Wing went to Troy from Holcomb. Annette from Mondovi chose The Waltons. Bob, this is Bob from Rice Lake, chose The Wild Wild West. I'm not familiar. Sounds good. Leslie from Jump River, Seinfeld, classic sitcom there. Mark from Rice Lake, Airwolf. All in the Family went to John from Stanley. Melanie from Ladysmith drafted Little House on the Prairie. This fell down the board a little bit to 13, and I'm not sure if maybe there were some...
You just forget a show from the 70s, you know?
I guess, but yeah, I mean, that's
it's
a
great.
Classic.
It is.
Bonanza went to John Fields from Ladysmith, PCD John, Touched by an Angel, Sarah from Fall Creek. Todd Arneson was our first game show drafter, Todd from Rice Lake. He said Jeopardy, absolute
what
classic.
What a Price is Right.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune is still on the board, though. No one's taking Wheel of Fortune or Price of Right. The original MacGyver, that's Wesley, age 12, from Onalaska. And then Joanne from Colfax took the Carol Burnett Show at number 18.
Some other later round picks included Home Improvement coming in at 41 to James and Gilman. Marcy and Kenosha getting Firefly. Also, Frasier goes to Lisa and Menominee. Star Trek Next Generation to Dan and Rice Lake. Batman the Animated, not the version that Caleb and I are big fans of. But anyhow, Adam and Kenosha. It calls to mind also like Super Friends back in the 70s was a kid's cartoon. What about other cartoons? You've talked about Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of a classic one. Looney Tunes
that would
and
be good.
Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd and Daffy Duck and all that, but no one's taken that yet.
I really like the show. Robin Marshfield took Seventh Heaven. Also, The Office went to Scott and Altoona. Golden Girls going to Michelle in Chippewa Falls, and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Ann.
That's such a good pick. That's a value pick there,
that
Ann.
Could win it all.
Yeah.
Dennis the Menace goes to Oliver and Eau Claire. Monk goes to Shelley and Barron. The Muppets Show going to our friend Keith Newhart. Not his original show with Suzanne Plachette, but the second one goes to Sandy and Conrad. That Girl goes to Stephanie and Koufax. She gave us about 8 shows, past and present, but that was the first one she listed. This Is Us, Tammy and Durand, Leave It to Beaver, Trucker Troy, and Deb in Chippewa Falls just took Heartland.
All right, and again, you can still get in before 9 o'clock. If you have one that's not on our list at 715-396-1670, you can draft a TV show for our best TV show draft here in the Whip Wake Up Show. But here's a lot more that have been chosen. Brian chose Cheers. Another Brian, this one from Gilman, chose Hogan's Heroes. Oh, I love that show. I'm not going to imitate it, but I want to do my Schultz. Kent from Chippewa Falls says Friends. Jackie from Eau Claire, Full House. Dukes of Hazzard went to Crystal. NCIS, the original one, that went to Janine from Onalaska. Murder, She Wrote. Sarah from Chippewa Falls. Sue from Cadott, The Andy Griffith Show. Rizzoli and Isles. Shelley from Chautauqua drafted that. At 28, The Munsters went to Cody from Eau Claire. Wipeout, a game show. Hans from Weyerhaeuser. I love the original Wipeout. Dick Van Dyke Show Classic, and that's chosen by Young Maya of Thorpe. Beth from the Eau Claire Altoona area chose The Cosby Show. Perry Mason went to Cheryl from La Crescent. Highway to Heaven went to Lori, I believe it is. And Quantum Leap went, yeah, Lori and Kevin are both husband and wife from Fountain City. So Lori from Fountain City and then husband Kevin from Fountain City went with Quantum Leap. The Beverly Hillbillies, chosen by Doug from Sand Creek. I Love Lucy went to Sylvia from Sorona. Deep Voice Dwayne chose Gilligan's Island. Walker, Texas Ranger, went to Crystal from Chippewa Falls. Knight Rider was chosen as well. And then Psych went to Jen from Eau Claire. Hannah just says, what about ER? That was chosen by Dr. Jason Cans.
Yeah, it was.
He's so, got Hannah, that. You can pick another one.
But there are other medical shows.
Yeah, certainly. Lots of medical shows.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing. Like, I never really got into a lot of medical shows. You'd see things, you know, I'd watch a little bit, but there weren't any of them that I really, really got invested in, I guess. But, yeah, there's a lot out there.
There are.
And this is the thing. We're not doing a favorite radio show draft because we know you'd only have one choice.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so that's why we're doing the TV show.
Fine. I got to mention some of the ones that still, nobody did. Both of us had suggested Kiefer Sutherland with 24. Nobody took it. But Michael J. Fox, Family Ties from the early 80s. Taxi had just such a great cast. If you hadn't seen that, I'm talking Danny DeVito and Judd Hirsch and on the list goes. Happy Days. Everybody Loves Raymond. The Last Man Standing still on the board.
We got 2 drafted. Hannah says Price is Right, and Matt says I want Bones.
All right, come on, get us into the 60s now. That's 59 shows.